The pack rat was quiet for a long time after he'd heard the truth. It hadn't really meant as much to him as he thought it would. He sat there, wishing there was more to it, wanting to extend his time outside of peril. However, there came a point at which Bud the Squirrel said to him,
"Your time has come."
Wait, I want to talk some more.
The squirrel forced the rat's arms out straight with both hands and began to feed him into the tip of his penis. From there, he began pushing the pack rat down into the shaft.
Stop! Stop it! I'm not ready! What's gonna happen to me?
You shall remain alive and conscious in whatever form you take.
The lump that was the rat's body soon passed down the large penis into the squirrel's massive testicles. It was here that his body began to change. He became more fluid. He could feel his body shift and move, and he knew Bud was masturbating outside. After some time, he felt himself pulled up and out as Bud ejaculated a sticky white fluid onto the ground. For a moment, the fluid amassed into the form of a rat before collapsing outward. The ground absorbed the mess. The pack rat was now cum, and would always be cum. It had been disposed of and would forever be in that state. For eternity. I thought you'd like that guy.
It's the sort of thing I used to do.
Bud's your favorite, then? You've read that passage while cranking your blank a few times now.
What an odd turn of phrase to use for me masturbating my dickless crotch. In any case, no. Bud is not my favorite.
No? Can I ask who?
Strither is my favorite, if that's how it's said. Though, truthfully, I see myself in all the bosses. Olwen, Eli, Bud, even Ixis, I suppose.
Ah, yeah. Ixis is... well, he's not exactly a boss.
I had that impression, yes. Well, I should say I cannot fully relate to the bosses of the inside. They're all so...
cruel?
I was going to say soft. They're emotional and capitulating to clearly lesser creatures. There's a certain detachment in Ixis, however, that I can appreciate. You've remade him in Vox Deus. He seems to be giving you a bit of trouble.
Don't worry about it.
Well, this version of Pharos is interesting.
We're back, Master!
Ah, there you are.
Papa Nuke, I'm a big stompy monster. Grrr.
I can see that. Very good job. You must be tired, though. Why don't you go take a nap?
Okay.
Is he dead?
Just a small sleep spell. I wanted to speak with you without interruption. Leave him on the bed and come sit next to me here.
All righty. What's up, Master?
As I suspected, there's a few different versions of you wandering around this multiverse. I'd like to distinguish you from them. I'd also like to give you a little extra protection when I'm not around.
Like how, Master?
I'd like to give you a little of my power.
Magic? I'm good, Master. I've got science!
Not exactly magic, no. I mean my unusual strength and speed. And some of my resistance to damage.
You can do that?
Yes. I didn't see a particular need before, but we're now in a rather precarious situation.
I'd be strong? Like you?
A bit less, but much more than you are now. It would also let us share memories and experiences. When we're connected, I could feel what you're feeling, if you let me. I miss being able to do what you're capable of. It would be a gift for both of us. What do you say?
Master, you really want to do this?
Yes. You're quite precious to me, Pharos. I'd rather not run the risk of losing you.
Aw, Master. There's not a catch, is there?
You're wise to ask, but no. No loopholes or catches. It requires your complete cooperation. It's also permanent, barring complete destruction of either of us or divine intervention. Even I can't retract it. Demon contracts of this sort are like that.
Well, okay. I don't see a downside. Let's do it!
Good.
What do I need to do? Some kind of magic spell mumbo-jumbo?
Not here. In the Black Smoke hallway, the basis of reality is easy to access. Just take my hand.
Okay. I don't feel any different.
Trust me, you are. Look here.
Hey! Little radiation symbol.
Yes. I put it on the back of your hand as a marker, so I can see it quickly.
Neat. So how soon until I can test out these nifty powers, Master? I want to break stuff.
Soon. Just let me finish these last chapters of Vox Deus, and then we'll leave together.
Leave?
Yes. We're going to Corium.
Captain, we have finished our patrol of Corridor 634. No intruders or incidents to report.
That's good news, soldier. It sounds like we've captured or eliminated all intruders.
Permission to ask for news, sir?
Granted.
Has there been any further contact from the other districts? Any signs of the elite?
All communication systems are inoperative. Our engineers are currently working on... Halt! Who goes there? Identify yourself!
Hello, gentlemen. My name is Nuke.
What's your rank?
An interesting question. Well, in your terms, I don't have a rank.
Everyone has a rank! You're no ferret, and you're obviously an intruder in the territory of Cupio. Soldiers, prepare to fire!